is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. The spotlight was on the vice presidential candidates in New York last night, where they laid out plans and policy positions in their first and only debate before the November 5th election. Correspondent Matt Piper from our CBS broadcast center, where the face-off took place.
The first question on the Israel-Hamas war following news that Iran launched a missile attack on Israel Tuesday. Democrat Tim Walz.
Israel's ability to be able to defend itself is absolutely fundamental.
Republican J.D. Vance.
It is up to Israel what they think they need to do to keep their country safe.
Walz was the first to mention Springfield, Ohio, in reference to Donald Trump and Vance spreading false claims about Haitian immigrants eating people's pets.
Talking about and saying, I will create stories to bring attention to this. That vilified a large number of people who were here legally.
Vance said the U.S. has brought in millions of illegal immigrants to compete with Americans.
I think you make it harder for illegal aliens to undercut the wages of American workers. A lot of people will go home if they can't work for less than minimum wage in our own country.
When all was said and done, former CBS News White House correspondent Peter Mayer.
I'm not sure that either candidate changed any minds. Will this debate, you know, move the needle in this very close election? Like previous VP face-offs, it probably won't.
A CBS News poll shows viewers evenly split on who won the debate. 88% found the tone generally positive. In the Middle East, people in the streets of Tehran celebrating after yesterday's massive ballistic missile attack on Israel. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu through an interpreter.
Iran made a big mistake tonight, and it will pay for it.
Israeli officials say the missiles caused only minor damage. Tehran was responding to repeated Israeli attacks on its Hezbollah allies in Lebanon. President Biden travels to the Carolinas today to inspect the massive damage from Hurricane Helene. The death toll has surpassed 160 in six states from Florida to Virginia. Hundreds of people are still missing.
In my small town of South Carolina, we don't have streetlights, we don't have power, and most roads are blocked from trees. There's some towns that you can't even go to anymore.
Mark Chavez, one of two California doctors charged in Friend star Matthew Perry's overdose death, is expected to plead guilty at federal court in Los Angeles today. Legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum.
Chavez was really the supplier of ketamine, who they arranged to make it available to Perry's personal doctor, who knew that he was an addict and that ketamine was highly addictive.
S&P futures down 16. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. One of the boycotting Racine Alders says last night's council meeting could have proceeded normally. Alder Melissa Caprillion and five others are boycotting council business. They say if Mayor Corey Mason had included previously approved ordinances on the agenda for last night, they could have went ahead. Alder Melissa Caprillion questions on social media why the mayor is not putting the council-supported ordinances up for consideration. She and the five others are boycotting city business, saying the mayor doesn't allow for council members to set the agenda, calling it a fight for proper checks and balances. There's now more known about the death on a Kenosha rail line last month. The preliminary NTSB report reveals that the Union Pacific conductor killed was fatally struck by a Metra train while responding to an alert about a hot wheel. The conductor, 34-year-old Austin Raisby of Burlington, had crossed an adjacent track to inspect a freight car when the passenger train rounded a curve and collided with him. In response to the incident, Union Pacific has issued a safety alert. An annual Racine County Veterans event is coming up. The 2024 Veterans Stand Down event will take place next Saturday at Festival Hall. The event is aimed at supporting veterans and connecting them with vital services. Over 60 organizations will be there this year. The event, organized in partnership with Veterans Outreach of Wisconsin, will provide free lunch and cold weather gear for veterans. There will also be information about other services, including housing assistance, health care, and animal therapy. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Brewers face elimination tonight. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. The Brewers will play the Mets today in Game 2 of the best-of-three wildcard round. Yesterday, the Mets defeated the Brewers 8-4, retiring the final 17 batters to take the win. Manager Pat Murphy said the Brewers will need to respond today after not being able to put anything together late in yesterday's game.
Same with them. Neither team got a hit after those runs scored. Interesting. You know, I don't know what inning that was when they got the five, but whatever it was, nobody got a hit after that. Isn't that crazy?
First pitch is after 6:30 p.m. If the Brewers win, they'll play a decisive Game 3 tomorrow evening. The Green Bay Packers will try to bounce back this week as they play the L.A. Rams on Sunday after losing last weekend to the Minnesota Vikings. Kickoff this Sunday against the Rams is after 3 p.m. on Sunday. The Milwaukee Bucks announced their 2024 training camp roster on Monday. Camp begins tomorrow for the Bucks. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Civic Media Sports.
Mostly sunny today. We're headed to 70 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the southwest at around 10 to 20. Tonight, clear and a little breezy overnight. Our low 53. Tomorrow, sunshine 75. Then on Friday, mostly sunny and a bit cooler with a high of 68. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 48.
I hate tall people with their long necks blocking the sun so that nothing can grow. Tall people are like the SUVs of humanity, sapping the earth of its strength. The thing I hate about tall people is they just assume the rest of us want to be tall. That's not true. It's just like people with hair just assume everybody without hair wants to have hair. That is true. The thing that makes me feel better about my hatred for tall people is this. Have you ever seen like a really, really old tall person? Yeah, me neither. They don't last very long. Enjoy your basketball and your view, tall people. You're going down.
Just wait and see. You years have you been through thinking that this was an original hit by the Rolling Stones? Not even close. Not even close. Kai Winding, the jazz trombonist, had his first hit with it in 1963. And then it was soul singer Ermer Thomas that had a hit with the song. And then the biggest hit, of course, the Rolling Stones. Time is on my side. Hey, I'm give you a little history here this morning. You're going to leave a little smarter than when you came up into the show. It's 6:10 this morning. I'm Don Rosen. I want to thank you for joining us here. Looking for a sunny day today. Another beautiful day. Clears tonight. Lows 63. Let me start over. Sunny today. Highs near 70. Clear tonight. Lows 53. And sunny tomorrow with a high near 71. Right now it's clear and 48 degrees. I had to wear a coat this morning. I'm just about to leave, and I dipped my beak outside. I said, whoa, get a coat. It's 48 degrees now at Radio Park. Don't forget, we've got the Mets playing the Brewers, broadcast time, 6 p.m. This is it for the Mets. They've got to start winning here. We'll have their game tonight, 6 o'clock, see if they can get that wild card berth right here at WRJN. Local news, timeless hits with Elvis and Suspicious Minds.
We're caught in a trap. I can't walk out because I love you too much, baby. Why can't you see what you're doing to me when you don't believe a word I say?
Elvis Presley, Suspicious Minds. 6:15 at WRJN Local News. Timeless hits. Got a clear sky waking up to this morning. It's cold. It's 48 degrees. I love it. But it was 80-something last week. Well, now it's 48 at Radio Park. So that's what you're waking up to this morning. Have you ever dumped somebody for a completely petty or superficial reason? You see Jerry Seinfeld do this on his show all the time. He doesn't like the way she eats her peas. She wears the same dress too often. There's always some stupid reason, petty reason, that he dumps the girl he's with. Well, here are some of the people on Reddit. Here's what they had to say. Her voice was like Minnie Mouse. I just couldn't take it anymore. My cat said hello to her. She didn't say hi back to the cat. And his mouth was shaped like a trapezoid when he talked. I just couldn't unsee it. Maybe the trapezoid one I can... I can understand.
Just who is Peter Barca? Barca is a career politician we simply can't trust. We can't trust him to protect law enforcement because Barca raised money for an anti-police group that called our officers occupying soldiers. Can't trust Barca on the border either. He voted to support sanctuary cities, putting violent criminals before our families. And while fentanyl floods our streets, Barca chose radical politics over our safety. Our veterans can't trust Peter Barca. He voted to cut the benefits they earned and deserve, endangering our families and communities, dishonoring our veterans. We just can't trust a career politician like Peter Barca.
I'm Brian Style. I'm working to support families, stand with law enforcement, and honor our veterans. Families are struggling to afford the things that they need. That's why I'm working to lower costs and stop wasteful spending. I'm Brian Style, and I approve this message because together we will get our country back on track.
Paid for by Style for Wisconsin.
Fountain Hills Apartment in Racine has an incredibly rare opening of a one-bedroom apartment with a special extended 15-month lease. Fountain Hills in Mount Pleasant was named number one for senior living by senioradvisor.com. With amenities like on-site management and heated parking, Fountain Hills' top priority is safety with a locked lobby and thorough cleaning. Grab this rare one-bedroom apartment today at fountainhillsapartments.com or call 262-886-9200 right away.
Vince Lombardi once said, "The measure of who we are is what we do with what we have." The team at Easy Mobility Solutions is dedicated to helping you make the most of every moment by reclaiming your freedom. As a Care Credit provider and Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted source for power mobility solutions, Easy Mobility Solutions offers a variety of Golden and Pride scooters and power chairs. Lightweight, durable, portable, affordable. Visit the Easy Mobility Solutions showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine.
Bringing a house of pain.
Backside pressure, down he goes. Inside the 30-yard line.
To a game day near you.
Picked off by Wisconsin, and the Badgers win it.
That's how you create a program. That's how you create a team.
Join us Saturday. The Badgers return home to face the Boilermakers. Our coverage begins at 9 a.m. on your home for Wisconsin football.
Here on 99.9 FM, 1400 AM, WRJN.
Something sounds different on WRJN. We're refreshing hometown radio with local news and timeless hits. Our on-air host will keep you up to date with local, state, and national news every hour, along with Mike Clemens Sports and, of course, the local weather forecast. Then Don Rosen, Cindy Huber, and Kurt Bowman will talk about what's happening right here in our city, county, and state while spinning those timeless hits that are so much fun to hear again. You can hear our Civic Media talk shows on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app. You can hear WRJN on 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and on our historic AM frequency, 1400 AM. Local news, timeless hits. WRJN.
It's 6:19. Hey, we've got Brewers baseball tonight. The Mets won last night. Wow. I guess when your back's against the wall, you'll do well. 8-4 over the Brewers. So they'll play, see if they can wrap it up tonight, that three-game homestand. At 6 p.m. right now. When will I see you again? Here come the 3 degrees.
Precious moments.
See you again. Local news and timeless hits at WRJN. And you know, the first time you probably heard that timeless hit was no doubt on a vinyl record. And now Cindy Huber helps you relive these moments by giving away actual vinyl albums this week. Yeah, each weekday, weekday morning between 9 and 10, Cindy will tell you what that day's artist of record is. When you hear her play that artist later in the day, be the fifth caller at 262-634-WRJN to win the album courtesy of Time and Again Music and More in Sturtevant. It's your go-to vinyl treasure store and more. To top it all off, everyone who wins in October, get this, qualifies to win an actual record player. I've seen them. They're real. So you can play the music you win. That drawing happens on October 25th. Timeless hits sound best on vinyl, and you can win them weekdays this month with Cindy Huber right here on WRJN. Oh, yeah. Terrell's, I remember this on vinyl. Scepter Records, it was. When...
Tonight you're mine completely. You give me your love so sweetly. Tonight the light of love is in your eyes. But will you love me tomorrow? Give us a last chance.
used to Love Me Tomorrow. I think that song was written by Carole King and her husband, Jerry Goffin. Am I right? Yeah, I think Carole King wrote that song. We used to Love Me Tomorrow. Hey, this is interesting. How to get your kids to go to an art museum. The Vincent van Gogh Museum in Amsterdam added a bunch of Pokemon-themed exhibits to get their kids excited about art. I think that'll do it, right? W-R-J-N.
Last night, as I got home, about a half past ten, there was the woman I thought I knew in the arms of another man. I kept my cool, I ain't no fool, let me tell you what happened then. I packed some clothes and I walked out, and I ain't going back again. So take a letter, Maria, address it to my wife. Say I won't be coming home. Gotta start a new life. We'll take a letter, Maria. Address it to my wife. Send a copy to my lawyer. Gotta start a new life. You've been many things, but most of all, a good secretary to me. And it's times like this I feel you've always been close to me. Was I wrong to work nights to try to build a good life? All work and no play has just cost me a while. So take a letter, Maria, no, address it to my wife. Say I won't be coming home, gotta start a new life. We'll take a letter, Maria, address it to my wife. Send a copy to my lawyer. Gotta have a new life. What a man loves a woman, it's hard to understand that she would find more pleasure in the arms of another man. I never really noticed how sweet you are to me. It just so happens I'm free tonight. Would you like to have dinner with me? Take a letter, Maria, address it to my wife. Say I won't be coming home. Gotta start a new life. Oh, take a letter, Maria, address it to my wife. Send a copy to my lawyer. Gotta have a new life. Oh, take a letter, Maria,
address it. Army Greaves, take a letter, Maria. 628 at WRJN, local news, timeless hit. Sunshine today with a high near 70. Clear tonight, lows around 53. Sunny tomorrow with a high near 71. Right now, clear and 48 degrees right here at Radio Park. And congratulations to Kim White from Racine for winning our grand prize in the Go for the Green or the Gold Civic Media Statewide Contest. Kim will receive a pair of indoor club levels tickets to see Green Bay play New Orleans Monday, December 23rd in Green Bay. Here's how it went down yesterday.
Kim, congratulations.
Wonderful. Oh, my gosh. So what did I win? The ticket?
You won the tickets. You get a pair of indoor club-level tickets to see the Green and Gold in Green Bay Monday, December 23rd against New Orleans.
Oh, wow. That's wonderful.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you. Wonderful. We loved it, and I'm just so happy that we won. Thank you so very much.
Hey, Kim, what station do you listen to on Civic Media?
WRJN.
Oh, in Racine.
For sure.
Congratulations from everybody at Civic Media. Enjoy those tickets. Enjoy that game. And thanks for listening.
Well, thank you. You made my day.
Well, Kim, guess what? You made our day. Out of the whole state of 20 Civic Media stations, the winner was from WRJN. Kim White, congratulations. Enjoy that game. And Kim, there are two tickets there. Have you decided two, or is it two or four? Yeah, you want a couple of tickets there. Kim, receive a pair. Okay, it's two tickets. Have you decided yet who you want to take with you to the game? You know, think about it. It's 6:30 on the noggin at WRJN. Let's check news this morning, and here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. One of the boycotting Racine Alders says last night's council meeting could have proceeded normally. Alder Melissa Caprillion and five others are boycotting council business. They say if Mayor Corey Mason had included previously approved ordinances on the agenda for last night, they could have went ahead. Alder Melissa Caprillion questions on social media why the mayor is not putting the council-supported ordinances up for consideration. She and the five others are boycotting city business, saying the mayor doesn't allow for council members to set the agenda, calling it a fight for proper checks and balances. There's now more known about the death on a Kenosha rail line last month. The preliminary NTSB report reveals that the Union Pacific conductor killed was fatally struck by a Metra train while responding to an alert about a hot wheel. The conductor, 34-year-old Austin Raisby of Burlington, had crossed an adjacent track to inspect a freight car when the passenger train rounded a curve and collided with him. In response to the incident, Union Pacific has issued a safety alert. An annual Racine County Veterans event is coming up. The 2024 Veteran Stand Down event will take place next Saturday at Festival Hall. The event is aimed at supporting veterans and connecting them with vital services. Over 60 organizations will be there this year. The event, organized in partnership with Veterans Outreach of Wisconsin, will provide free lunch and cold weather gear for veterans. There will also be information about other services, including housing assistance, health care, and animal therapy. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Farm Rescue, a nonprofit organization that provides free planting, haying, harvesting, commodity hauling, and livestock feeding assistance to farm families who have experienced a major illness, injury, or even natural disaster, has officially added Wisconsin to its growing list of service states. Dan Erdman, Marketing Program Manager at Farm Rescue, shares how they've gotten to this point to be able to expand since their inception in 2005.
We do work all across the Midwest. Like I said, it's nine states. And early on, it was immediately apparent that, you know, this is not an isolated need. There are families dealing with unexpected injuries, illnesses, or natural disasters across the country. You know, so when we have the resources available and volunteers and funding to expand our mission, that's always been a major goal. And Wisconsin is another great, you know, agriculturally driven state. It works well within our current geographical footprint. And, you know, we're just honored to have the opportunity to offer our services to Wisconsin farm families in crisis.
You can learn more about Farm Rescue by heading to MidwestFarmReport.com. I'll have more news right after this.
Pioneer brand Z-Series soybeans have farmers yielding out an additional 2.7 bushels per acre over A-Series. This has everyone talking, not just farmers. Case in point, a trucking company wrote, "Morning, noon, and night, it doesn't matter. I'm hauling Z-Series. The phone doesn't stop ringing. Even my home number, it never stops ringing." Well, it's fair to say Pioneer brand Z-Series soybeans are making quite an impact. Unleash your greatest harvest yet at pioneer.com/newera.
Football players are equipped with standard equipment, helmet, shoulder pads, and cleats. What if the entire front line was issued Bobcat equipment from Bobcat Plus? Not only would the game be more interesting, the added Bobcat attachments would make cleanup and turf grooming so much easier for the groundskeeper.
Visit Bobcat Plus in Butler and BobcatPlus.com. Bobcat, one tough animal.
I'm Charity Seebecker for the Midwest Farm Report with a look at your agribusiness news. World Dairy Expo will welcome U.S. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack to speak at the Global Dairy Summit here in Madison. The event, hosted by the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection, takes place on Friday, October 4th at 9 a.m. This summit will be held at the Tanbark on the Expo grounds at Alliant Energy Center. This event is free to attend with a paid admission to the World Dairy Expo. You can learn more at MidwestFarmReport.com. If you are headed out to World Dairy Expo anytime this week, be sure to keep an eye out for Pam and all of us here at the Midwest Farm Report, as we'll be there getting more news to keep you up to date on all things agriculture. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Charity Seebecker.
Mostly sunny today. We're headed to 70 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the southwest at around 10 to 20. Tonight, clear and a little breezy overnight. Our low 53. Tomorrow, sunshine 75. Then on Friday, mostly sunny and a bit cooler with a high of 68. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 46.
Kids are great, man. It's the greatest gift on the planet. When we had our first daughter,
I told my wife, I was like, there's nobody on this earth I will ever love as much as this little girl ever, ever again. And I'm just going to pour all my love into this child. And my wife felt the same way. And then she got pregnant again. We were like worried. We were like, wait a second. We just said we love this one so much. How do we split up our love and just, you know, and we got, honestly, we were nervous about it. And our friends were like, relax, everybody goes through it and it's unconditional love. And you do, you just love all your kids equally. And I got to say, they were wrong. I don't care for the second one. I just got to... She's just a little needy. Every day it's the same thing. I'm hungry. Oh, really? Oh, there's some news. Oh, we're all hungry. Get in line.
News and Tamless hit 6:39 at WRJN. Thank you for joining us here this morning. We've got a beautiful sunny day on tap with a high near 70 right now. It's clear. Sun is coming up. 48 degrees and cold at Radio Park. I didn't hear this in the news until yesterday. DirecTV just announced that they bought or they're buying their rival Dish Network. And get this, the price DirecTV is paying for Dish is $1. I had a buck in my pocket. I could have bought him for a dollar. Now, here's the downside, or as Paul Harvey would say, the rest of the story. The price is so low because they're agreeing to assume Dish's billions of dollars in debt. Now, it doesn't sound so good, that deal, huh? 6:39 WRJN. All the world, all the sun, easy to see. People everywhere just want to be free. Listen, please, listen, that's the way it should be.
Yeah.
local news and timeless hits. WRJN with the Rascals. People got to be free. Hey, the Packers season continues here on WRJN. Sunday's game against the Rams on Sunday the 6th. Pregame at 1 p.m. kickoff just after 3. Packers football on WRJN, sponsored locally by Easy Mobility Solutions, Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted source for power mobility. Lee's Deli, serving up tasty rewards and Racine's best sandwiches for over 50 years. Gabriel, the promoter online at GabrielPromotes.com, and by Martin Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Follow the Packers all season, right through the Super Bowl. Yeah, I'm positive. Right here at WRJN. You don't think of Animal House when you hear the Kingsmen and Louie Louie. At WRJN Local News and Timeless Hits at 6:46 right now. We made it! Another month. Here are a few things looking forward we can look forward to in the month of October. In sports, of course, the Major League Baseball playoffs started with Game 1 of the World Series set for October 25th. The NHL season, hockey, gets started this weekend with the first two games in the Czech Republic. And the new NBA season, hard to believe it starts already on October 22nd. In movies, the new Joker sequel lands in theaters this Friday, Saturday night. That, I got to see this. About the early days of SNL hits theaters on the 11th. The horror sequel Smile 2 arrives on the 18th. And Tom Hardy returns in Venom in the DC Comics Venom The Last Dance. That's coming up on October 25th. The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction ceremony airs live on Disney Plus on October 19th. You got to pay to see it. This year's inductees include Cher, Mary J. Blige, Dave Matthews Band, Foreigner, Peter Frampton, Ozzy Osbourne, Kool the Gang, and A Tribe Called Quest. And finally, we've got the holidays, the big ones, Rosh Hashanah, which I believe starts tonight, right, at sundown. Yom Kippur starts the 11th, Columbus Day on the 14th, Halloween on the 31st, and some lesser holidays this month that are still extremely important. We've got International Beer and Pizza Day on the 9th, and the National Cat Day coming up on October 29th.
When Senator Tammy Baldwin first went to Washington, the big news story was Y2K. And we were partying like it was 1999. Baldwin has been in D.C. for more than 25 years. And after a quarter century, her values are a lot more Washington than Wisconsin. Baldwin supported providing puberty blockers and sex change surgeries to minor children in Wisconsin. And Baldwin supports forcing women's domestic violence shelters in Wisconsin to admit biological men who claim to identify as women. Even though domestic violence survivors say it would be traumatic to be forced to sleep in the same shelters as men. Tammy Baldwin, 25 years in Washington has changed her. And now she's just too extreme for Wisconsin. Senate Leadership Fund paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. www.senateleadershipfund.org.
Hospice Alliance is the number one choice for patients facing end of life and empowering those who support them. Hospice Alliance provides comfort and dignity to enhance the quality of life each day. When seeking hospice care, ask for Hospice Alliance, the award-winning community-based nonprofit that gives back through education, services, and grief support. To learn more, visit hospicealliance.org. That's hospicealliance.org.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With inflation rising at record levels and incomes not keeping pace, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596 or visit www.kwwf.org. That's 800-506-5596 or visit www.kwwf.org.
Fall has arrived, and Ferraro's serves up the flavors to kick off the season just right. Ferraro's is Racine's go-to for classic pizzas, crispy fried chicken, and hot sandwiches. 50 years running. Feast on the Bratwurst pizza this October. Loaded with bratwurst, a beer cheese base, sauerkraut, red onions, cheddar cheese, and topped with a savory brown mustard drizzle. Plus, check out the delicious frozen pizzas, perfect for carryout or for your next big fundraiser. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's. Beecham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. 50% savings at Dogs and Cream in Racine. They have the hot dog game on lock. Whether you want a Chicago dog, a pretzel dog, or any other gourmet Frank, it's happiness on a bun. Made to order, ensuring each bite is delectable perfection. And save room for that velvety custard that'll melt your troubles away. Go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals tab, and purchase $20 worth of gift certificates for just $10. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Hey, where did we go? Days when the rains came. New game, laughing and running, hey, hey, skipping and jumping in the misty morning fog with our hearts a thumping, and you, a brown eyed girl. So slow, gone down the old man with a transistor radio, standing in the sunlight laughing, hiding behind a rainbow's wall, slipping and sliding all along the waterfall with you, a brown-eyed girl. We used to sing, sha la 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 la.
Just like that. You have grown. Cast my memory back there a lot. Sometimes I'm overcome thinking about making love in the green grass behind the stadium with you. My brown eyed girl.
Well, this sounds like it's right out of a TV sitcom with Barney Fife. In recent years, Seattle police have lost 23 guns and don't know where they went. They said, we're going to do our best to ensure that we find them and do better. We're still looking for them. Doesn't that sound like Barney Fife? You ain't seen nothing yet at WRJN. at 7:45 this morning. Fifth District Alder Melissa Caprillion is going to join us on the phone here. Tell us what's going on at the city council. I'm not quite sure I understand the whole thing. We'll find out, though, at 7:45. Right now, it's Gary Lewis and the Playboys at WRJN.
Every time I see her, she don't even look my way. Maybe she will notice me, but then what would I say? I would say what's on my mind, but the words are hard to find. But I'm gonna try to tell her anyway.
Don't you know that she's
just my style?
Everything about it
drives me wild.
Don't you know that she's
just my style?
Everything about it
drives me wild.
Don't you know that she's
fine, so fine. Other guys who meet her may not think she's much to see. I can't begin to tell you what she always does to me. Maybe it's the clothes she wears, or the way she combs her hair. Oh, that makes me wanna tell her that I care.
Don't you know that she's
just my style?
Everything about it
drives me wild.
Don't you know that she's
just my style?
Everything about it
drives me wild.
Don't you know that she's
fine?
She knows that she's
just